It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
Well, 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 look who decided to show up. hey, what's going on, everybody? Brock, Hunter.
What's up, you ass?
Welcome to the Plan B After Show podcast. Now, well, I'll carry most of the load because I don't want you to hurt your shoulder.
Oh, shut up.
God, you know what? My back is getting sore, though, from carrying this goddamn show.
I knew it. It took you all morning to rip into me. Here we go.
I'll
take it. That's fine with me because yesterday I had a fantastic day.
Yeah?
Yeah, it was great.
How many times did you whack it?
Billy Whackett?
Maybe he goes out with one of the Yankees.
By 9:30 yesterday?
I love it. All right, well, let's get right into it. You actually brought up something. I said, hey, that'd be a really good podcast. And we've talked quite a bit about technology here on the podcast because I think you and I are both, I wouldn't say we're like super tech savvy, but we deal with technology every single day. In the time that I've been in radio in these last 12 years, it's changed a lot, man. Technology is moving at such a rate that we almost just need to either accept it or get totally left in the dust.
Yeah, you're going to be totally left in the dust because you're going to have to accept this.
All right, so what do you got there?
It's crazy. So yesterday, between rub-out sessions, I had a lot of time to get on YouTube and check out some videos. So
in between twerking videos.
Right. So I was on this video yesterday, and, dude, completely blew my mind.
Yeah.
Changed my life, Brock. It didn't change my life, but it's going to once it comes out. So I watched a video yesterday on a thing Microsoft is coming out with called Halo Lens 2. This is their description right off their website. Mixed reality on HoloLens 2 combines an untethered device with apps and solutions that help people across your business learn, communicate, and collaborate more efficiently and effectively. It's the culmination of breakthroughs in hardware design, artificial intelligence, and mixed reality development from Microsoft, designed to help you lead your industry into the future starting today.
Why don't they just say what it really is, a great new way to watch porn?
Yeah, absolutely, and we're going to get to that.
That's right.
So you're probably confused. What are you talking about? What is this new technology? So what it is, VR. You know what VR is. You put the goggles on, and you're in a whole new world. It's basically
a whole new world.
It's a screen in front of your face. This is different. This is augmented reality. So you put on the goggles. And you can still see everything in front of you.
Okay.
Real life.
So, in a sense, just so I can kind of maybe put it, it's like almost like Google Glass.
Kind of, yeah.
But the next step.
The next step. So, within this augmented reality, you see, so I can still see you. I can see the studio.
Yep. Let's say you got them on right now. You're still seeing everything like you would without the glasses.
Without the goggles. Yep. Turn them on. Boom. So, this is what happens with these goggles. With them on, I can look at you. I can go up and touch your shirt. Bing! Your shirt turns orange.
Now, are you actually touching my shirt, or is it just in the screen?
I don't have to
things?
Touch your shirt. I touch. So what it does, it tracks your hands, and it tracks everything in the room around you.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is being recorded and processed in these glasses.
Yep.
So it records your hands, any movement of your hands, it knows what you're doing. So I reach out to your shirt, and I want it to change the color of your shirt.
Boom. Not in real life, but in your glasses.
In my glasses. Yep. So I see it that way.
Yep.
This is the craziest part about these glasses. This guy did an example. His buddy's in China. He's in San Francisco.
Yep.
He's on stage showing what these goggles do. He's walking around the stage, turns them on, calls his buddy. Buddy in China has the goggles, answers it. Hologram of his buddy pops up right in front of him. Boom! He's right there. So they're carrying on a conversation. He's in China. The other guy's in San Francisco. And they're reaching out, touching each other digitally. They're working at a workshop digitally together. But in different locations.
Dude, that's nuts.
So they walk over to this table, Brock, and like their workshop is on the table, what they're supposed to do for that day.
Yep.
And they're both working on this, but in different locations. And it's all like it's right there in front of you. And, dude, it's crazy. So after that, he walks over to the Facebook app.
Yeah.
It's just floating over there. So he walks over to that, blink, clicks it, and he says, I can't remember exactly what he says, but like screen front.
Yeah.
So this huge screen pops up. Just like you would pop up a window on your computer, Facebook, and he pulls it in front of his face, resizes it, and he's scrolling through Facebook while he's making coffee. And he's scrolling through, and it tracks your eyes, so he doesn't have to touch anything. He just looks down and scrolls down. It's nuts. And so he can move the screen anywhere he wants. And then he does this example. Sports. pulls up all the sports scores. Yeah. Clicks on four of them. Four screens pull up right in front of him. All the games, dude.
Good Lord.
He's walking around watching four different games, yeah. And that's just the beginning, dude. You want to get into porn? Let's get into porn.
Well, that's okay. So, in all joking aside, there actually is a fun little fact out there. The reason that Betamax didn't make it, as opposed to was it Betamax or DVD? Anyway, whatever porn gets behind, that always does well, because guess what? We're dirty, filthy, perverted animals. Right. And
we don't like to admit it.
No, but that's what it is. And think about now VR. I mean, you can go to Pornhub and search VR videos that are made specifically for VR glasses. So you can look around, and it's like you're in there, you can look down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know that's not your donger, it's the porn star's donger, but hey. So, I mean, dude, the possibilities are endless with this thing.
The crazy thing about this, VR, so I've talked about the VR experience I did in Vegas, which was awesome. Biggest difference between the AR and the VR that they're coming, the AR they're coming out with now, is VR you can take off and you're back to your regular world.
Yep.
VR, you go into it, you're in a different virtual reality.
Yep.
And so your brain can kind of separate that.
Yeah.
Yeah. With these glasses, it's real life.
It's
real life. You know what's scary about that?
Heh.
Once you do it, and once people see what it does and what it does for their life, not going to be able to take them off.
No turning
There's
back.
There's no going back, man.
Which,
it's scary.
I know. For us right now, and I made this comment before we got started, I don't think our minds right now, like, I'm listening to you talk about this, I'm like, that sounds cool, and I could see where it's happening, but since we haven't even come close to really experiencing something this, we're getting there with VR, and there's certain things, like when Google Glass came out, Google Glass was just ahead of its time.
Yeah.
That's all it was. Yeah. It's really something. Now this is just kind of the next step in what Google Glass was. We weren't ready for Google Glass. The technology wasn't there. Mm-hmm. But what's that? You always say technology is... It's
exponential.
Yeah, so we're growing at a rate, dude. Every single day.
And it doesn't stop.
It gets farther and further advanced. And so right now, we're kind of at like the same thing, you know, when cell phones first came out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, people were blown away that you could have a phone in your car. Then they were blown away that you could take a phone to the beach. Like we weren't cut text messages. We're like, whoa,
yeah.
I can send a message from my phone and it goes into space and comes back down to someone else.
The phrase that went through my head that blew my mind the most, Brock, was people are going to say it in the future. They're going to say it. Real life isn't enough. Not enough.
It's when you can make your own reality.
When you can make your own.
When you can live in a world.
When you're integrating it with technology. Dude, it's almost scary.
And that's actually, I think, the next step is when it becomes just another, you're going to wake up. You're going to put, and now, is it a pretty big setup?
It's not.
It's not, really?
It's not, which is another crazy thing.
See, now that's the other thing. When they become.
They say it fits exactly like a like a hat.
Like a stocking cap.
Yeah, like not a stocking cap, but like a build cap.
A build cap. Yeah. So you have that. Now, as technology gets smaller, I mean, cameras right now are already super small. Think about the quality photos you can get from an iPhone. Like, you don't need a big fancy camera anymore.
Mm-mm.
You can shoot slow-mo vids on your phone. Like, it's nuts. Mm-hmm. So now, as cameras get even smaller, even better picture quality, technology gets smaller, chips get smaller. I mean, they now have a terabyte micro SD card.
Yeah. Insane.
Isn't that nuts?
It's insane. Think about that.
Dude, when I was in high school, we were using floppy disks
that
could hold nothing. They could hold like two papers on there.
Yeah, I think I had like a 100-megabyte hard drive that I thought was awesome.
Crazy. Now, so as technology continues to get smaller and smaller and more powerful and more powerful, eventually you'll wake up in the morning, throw on your glasses. I mean, maybe at some point it'll be a chip in your head. I don't know. I don't want to. But even now, it doesn't sound that crazy. Having a chip in your brain that just feeds right to it does not sound crazy.
Not far off, man.
I mean, we put microchips in dogs to know where they're at that has information where you can scan that chip and it says, oh, this is so-and-so's dog. Why?
It's crazy.
We can do it in a dog. Why can't we do it in a human?
It just blows my mind to think about something so awesome that real life isn't going to cut it.
I think what's going to happen is it will be kind of like now how people like to live off the grid. People like to go do things the old style way.
Right.
Dude, they have...
Real life will be old.
They
school.
Literally have technology rehab where you go for like a week and you're not allowed to use computers or phones or anything so you can unwind. That's what it's going to be. People are going to unplug basically and go out into the real world or have it without it, and they're going to want to experience old-timey things. We're already kind of getting there.
Yeah, And remember this when we actually had to go out somewhere and do something to experience
it? But the generations now, are as the farther we get, you know, there's kids now that don't know what Blockbuster is.
Right.
You know, there's kids now that have always had the internet. I mean,
think about growing up in the technology that we have now. We graduated 2004, so we had both.
Yeah.
We grew up without it, and now we have it. So we kind of know both worlds. Think about kids just not knowing.
Yeah. Any kid really born, any kid born after 2006 or 2006 and beyond. Mm-hmm. So kids now that are 12 years old have always been in a world with smartphones.
Yeah.
Always.
I just think we got to be careful. I mean, I love technology. I love how it's exponential, and I love how, maybe I won't say I love the rate of it.
Yeah.
It's like I said, it's exponential. It's almost too fast, and we got to be careful.
Yeah.
Just like cell phones, man. We couldn't go back.
No.
You can't go back.
You try and take away a kid's cell phone now? Okay,
from this day on, cell phones are no more. People aren't having that.
No. They'd lose their
minds.
And again, you know, I think about that too, because I'm one of those where I fight technology in a sense, because I think it can hamper your life. Mm-hmm. Don't get me wrong. The fact that I can bring up the world's knowledge, the entire collective knowledge of the world on my phone, that's an amazing thing, and I don't think we should take it for granted. But I also think people need to get out of their phones every once in a while. It's ruined conversations in a sense of, instead of just sitting and talking to someone, if there's a dead spot, you bring out your phone. And I don't think that's
necessarily a good thing. Embrace it. Don't let it control you.
I think, yeah, enjoy it. Use it wisely.
Stay centered. That's why people still go camping. That's why people still take vacations and get out to get away
from
that stuff.
You know me. I've talked to you about this before. I always imagine the future and the near future where it almost becomes, it's almost like if you watch like The Fifth Element, technology is so prevalent that, and it's so cheap and now cost effective. Like now, like my smartphone, Hunter, this was $35. Yeah. This is a smartphone. I can bring up the internet. I can take pictures. I can.
For 35 bucks, you got the world's knowledge in your hand.
$35 right here. Yeah. That's nuts. So now as technology becomes cheaper to do, I think it'll almost be like we're going to have this type of world that we live in right now, but it'll be technology driven in a sense where, oh, okay, like in Back to the Future, where they put the little pizza in the microwave,
then
psh, all of a sudden, literally 10 seconds later, they have a full pizza. It's cooked.
Yeah.
It was frozen. That's how I kind of see it in my mind. It's like we're still going to be this. You know, we're still going to have the typical things, but electric cars, that's what we're going to hop into. We're still going to be on the streets. But we're going to be in electric cars. I'm going to go to my wardrobe, and I'll be able to select a few things, and all of a sudden, there it is. Our bed will self-make itself. You know what I mean? Like, we're still going to have these things, but we're going to be in, it's like the Wild West with technology.
Yeah, that's a good analogy.
You know what I mean?
Really.
Kind of like that.
It's a good analogy.
But I could be completely wrong. Now, there's a show I watch right now, and I don't know if you've seen it yet, The Orville.
Uh-uh.
It's Seth MacFarlane's new show. It's kind of like a
Star Trek.
I've
seen previous ones.
Really good show. Check it out. I think you'd like it just because, you know, he's still got his wit, but it's a space. It's like Star Trek. It's like that, you know? Well, there is a race on there, and it's one of his shipmates. So they go around and they explore and everything like that, just like Captain Kirk did. And there's one of his shipmates is a advanced robot species, okay? And I can't remember the name of the planet. Anyway, they're farther advanced than anything else. They're basically just robots that have created themselves. Well, in the most recent episode, I don't want to spoil anything with you, but what we find out is they were created by a biological creator, like us.
Okay.
And it's very kind of creepy because you think about they became self-aware and they realized what they wanted was their own freedom as they, again, become more self-aware and realize, okay, well, they ended up killing off all their creators because the creators were abusing them. They didn't want them to have their own rights, and they did. So all of a sudden they rised up. Well, guys, we're not far away.
It's not too far away.
You know, Skynet, you know, we all joked back when Terminator came out, we're like, oh, this is crazy. It's not that far-fetched.
It's because it started with an idea. It was an idea then. I'm telling you, man.
And Alexa is learning. When I ask Alexa a question, she says, I'm not sure how to do that right now, but I'm learning every day. What?
Yeah, she is.
You're just sitting there teaching yourself things?
Think about that.
Dude, it's nuts,
Think about the rate of her learning, too.
Yeah.
Everybody who has it.
Millions of people have it.
The amount of people have it.
Millions of people have it.
That thing's listening to you all day long. Yeah.
I do like Alexa. You can turn it off. You can hit the button. I don't know if it actually does.
I was gonna say, does it?
I unplug mine.
All right.
Good luck. Unless it's just storing everything.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Like it's really trippy. It's just I go back to, I don't think our minds are completely ready yet to accept this kind of crazy future. We still live in this,
I think it's happening faster than people really realize, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, cell phones, what, 10, 12 years ago?
Yeah.
We were working with what, a flip phone?
Well, like I said, the first smartphone was what, 2006?
Yeah.
So 13 years ago, we did not have smartphones.
Think about that. And where they're at now.
Yep.
You know, that's only, what, 10 years?
Yeah.
12 years?
12 years.
You think about 12 more years. It's exponential, and it gets faster and faster and faster.
Exactly, it'll be even faster.
It gets to a point where you can't stop it.
I always look at too with everything. There's got to be an end point. There's got to be a point where you can only have like the fact is now all the knowledge is in here. Mm-hmm. Where do we go from there? I can look up literally any question I have right here on this device, and it will give me an answer more than likely. Mm-hmm.
Well, what do they say? When singularity hits, singularity is when technology and the human brain meet. So technology is just as smart as a human, and it's self-aware. So when that happens, they say the moment that happens, singularity, technology, knowledge, and just life in general, 1,000 years immediately.
Like that.
Into the future.
That's just nuts, man.
Think about that.
I know.
1,000 years, dude.
I don't know if we'll see that in our lifetime, but again, you brought up a good point there, and you talk about cell phones.
We will.
2006. We'll and where we're at now with phones. The fact that I bought a smartphone for $35. Yep. How much, do you remember? Let's look that up. How much the first iPhone was? Cost of first iPhone.
It's $700. $700.
The iPhone was released in 2007, June 29, 2007. $499 for a 4-gig model. This is a 16-gig piece of crap just thing, and it was $35.
Yeah. Getting faster and cheaper there, man.
Dude, and that's what I think is like as technology gets better and better. I mean, you know, everything's improving. It's constantly improving. Vehicles are improving. Batteries are improving. Mm-hmm. It just everything is improving at such a crazy rate that you now talking about. So if you would have brought this up to me 10 years ago, I would have been like, come on now.
Right.
Don't be stupid.
You're watching the Sci-Fi Channel.
Don't be stupid. Yeah, what? Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure. Just like, you know, it's one of those things. But now it's not, I mean, it's not far-fetched.
Not far, not too far in the future. We won't be driving. Dude, we probably
there was a video of a guy someone posted on Reddit of some guy sleeping behind the wheel of his Tesla.
Saw that.
Like, he's like, no, this is fine. I trust this vehicle enough in autopilot mode on the highway that I'm just going to take a nap.
You know what's crazy?
What?
He didn't die.
No.
You know? Dude, he's straight up sleeping.
It's baffling to me.
2019, and he's sleeping in his car. Driving.
Think about this, dude. Okay, a new camper, a new RV you buy. Mm-hmm. It's self-driving. Mm-hmm. You can just sit in the back, watch TV while the vehicle takes you to the campsite. Oh, yeah. I mean, that's what I think it'll be. That's almost like what I was saying, the point I was saying before, how it'll mesh. Like, we're going to go camping, but we're going to take this electric RV that drives us there, that parks, goes into a charging port where literally it pulls in, and the part where it pulls in is a charging port, and then we get out and we're in nature.
Yep. But you're going to have Uncle Joe over there. That ain't camping.
No, that's
good. That ain't camping.
That's going to be me.
Yeah, all right.
I'm going to get a station wagon. I'm going to be that guy. Oh, I remember the good old days and the great outdoors. Right.
Brock is in his single tent.
There, some kid's going to walk
sticks together.
Some kid's going to walk up to the side on the bank of the lake. He's going to have this fishing pole that finds the fish and just grabs them, reels them in. I'm sitting there fumbling with a worm.
Right.
You kids these days.
Look at this old school guy.
Oh, is that a worm?
I'm doing it the old school way.
That's how I'm going to do it. Yeah. I'm going down fighting.
I like how it is now.
I do too. And like I said, I don't want to come off as this guy's like, oh, technology's bad. Because it's not, dude. Think about in the field. We haven't even touched on the field of medicine.
Yeah.
They've talked about now where literal little micro pieces of technology that you inject into yourself that goes and fights.
Tells you what you have in your body, if you got cancer, when it's going to happen. You know, how far along it is.
Yep.
Dude, that's crazy.
See, now, and that's the other thing, too, is I think about we already are overpopulating this world. Think about now if cancer is wiped out, and not saying people dying is good because cancer is a horrible, terrible thing that rips people's lives apart. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we're still reproducing at a rate faster than this world can really compete with. Yeah. And now, if people aren't dying from diseases, if they aren't dying from, if we can make food like that, world hunger's gone.
It's going to be
cancer's gone. HIV is gone.
Regulation on kids. How many kids are you gonna
almost
have?
But then there. Now we're talking about human rights. I have the right to have children. But now that's what, dude. We're going to run into this. But I'm saying though.
Do you have the right?
Do you think people are going to say though? We should have that now. I'm going to say it right now. There are people that should not be having kids that are just having kids left and right.
Yep.
Because we support it and everything like that. But it's a right. It really is a human right. It's a human right to be able to reproduce. So are we going to take that away from people because technology says so?
Yep. I don't think you should have a right to have 7, 8 kids.
Well, that's your thought, though. That's not how a lot of people think. And think about every Joe Schmo out there.
They're wrong. I'm right. They're wrong. I'm sorry. Why do you have 8 kids? For what?
Because they can.
Why?
Because they can. Now, would you say that to the people back in the day? That having 8 kids when 4 of them would die, you need 4 of them to live?
Different back in the day.
I don't know, Hunter. Everyone has the same rights.
I mean, it's generational. It was different, though. It was a different time. There was plenty of jobs for those 8 kids to do.
That's going to be, and that's now the other thing, too, is jobs. Robots are going to eventually take over most jobs.
Mm-hmm.
Welders. You look at it now. There's been robot assembly lines in vehicle plants for years.
There's gonna be laws on that too. There's gonna be companies where like we can't just have solid.
Or do we just live the best life now? Then we don't have to work.
If you have robots doing everything, which I'm not opposed for.
Yeah.
There's a couple things you got to think about.
Yep.
Psychos. You got to think of psychos. Psychos lose their mind when they don't have anything to do. Keep them occupied with work and whatever you can throw their way.
We'll be able to have robots, so robot police officers that'll see stuff happening before.
Give them a robot to play with, because that scares me. I'm serious, man. Psychos go psycho when they're bored. Another thing is if robots are doing everything, you're going to have one currency, but everybody's going to have to get paid the same.
That's what I mean. Is maybe now everyone is given the same thing.
So you're going to get a monthly check that everybody gets if you want robots to do your job.
Yeah, what's going to happen with money when people are like, well, look, there's no nest. I mean, it really, you can really try and think of a job that a robot can't do.
Our job.
Honestly, I don't see that being an issue.
It's maybe in the future. Man, that's some serious technology. There's something about quick wit. There's something about personality. There's something about.
But you can robots can learn. They can learn different traits. You can program them to be. They're working on programming robots to be empathetic.
The moment it's going to blow my mind because you're right. It'll probably happen. But the moment a robot can legitimately do improv,
mm-hmm.
it'll blow my mind. So you're talking across the table from a robot, and he's listening, and he's making jokes, and he's thinking about what he can say to make the conversation better.
I think personalities, that's the thing. Is a robot going to pick up on the personality that it's around?
And how does it latch onto a personality?
But how do we latch onto personalities? You and I mean, yeah, we have our own personalities, but we've also taken things
from all sorts
of different sources, you know?
That's wild.
And if a robot is just constantly learning, like an Alexa, man, I mean, there's no saying that it couldn't happen.
What are jobs that robots can't do?
I'm just, you know, and again, it is, like, as a DJ, it is kind of, and maybe eventually this won't be necessary. There is a human element to our job.
Mm-hmm.
And I like to think of this, anybody listening, I consider him a friend. You know, I'm mm-hmm. trying to make a connection with the person on the other side of this microphone.
Yeah, I don't think people would connect to a robot.
But do they need that connection now? Because all they got, they're living in a virtual world where they don't need that human, if they're not getting it in the with their family, I mean, you get what I'm saying?
You're special because you're you, and you could do anything that you want at any given time. And people know that, and people recognize that, and people appreciate you being a person. I think if two robots did our radio show, and we were on the other side listening, there's a certain amount of disrespect. Is that the word? In my mind, if I'm listening to a robot, even if he sounds exactly like us,
yeah,
still a robot.
Yeah.
It's still in my head that I'm listening to AI.
That attitude is what's going to make the robots rise up. It's still a robot.
It's still a robot.
No more robots. No more robots.
You know?
I think there could be, at some point, we could have a robot uprising that we have to deal with. And in the future, we could, in history, guys, would talk about, the robot uprising of 2086.
Mm-hmm.
Where robots decided to, they became self-aware. They decided that they were being treated poorly.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I mean, that's scary, dude.
We don't know.
I don't like it. I don't
the
like
fact
it.
That Terminator is a viable Man. Thing.
Where can I buy an EMP?
Honestly, and that's now that's yeah, that was actually part of the Orville show is that they were talking about one of the things was why can't we just make a shutoff switch and like that's what this is what happened before. Mm-hmm. This is what we're talking about. Mm-hmm. We were in control of them at all times, and they didn't want that. But that's true though. You know, would you want a shutoff switch? What if I was tired of you?
Boom.
Now, if a robot becomes self-aware, it has a personality, it learns traits. I mean, it's kind of, we're really just kind of flesh robots.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, there was a good explanation. Flesh bots. You're basically just in a flesh bot, mm-hmm. controlling this flesh bot.
This is our hard, our brain is our hard drive.
Yeah.
You know, it's learning. Mm-hmm. It functions us. It changes, it adapts.
That's just, I don't know. I don't know if I like
weird.
It. I don't know if I like it. I like some of it. I don't like some of the other things that come with it. You know what I really don't like about it is there's no going back. You can't.
Other than like you said, like a
like
complete
shut off switch,
like in Escape from L.A., right? Where the EMP where it just wipes out the entire
Boom.
World.
Boom.
Yep. Go you back know? To the Dark Ages.
I don't like that.
I don't know, man.
It's scary, Brock. Yep. It's scary. It's scary because. Damn, computers are smart, and there's no end to it.
No.
I mean, there's only so much we can learn. Is that true? There's only so much we can learn?
As a human, yeah. I don't think we until
is there
we
a data cap on your brain?
Until we learn how to harness all of the brain's computing power, which we don't even understand our own brain, but we're building stuff that will eventually... Think about Watson. Remember Watson on Jeopardy?
Yeah. Didn't something just happen with that? Or with was it wasn't Watson. It was... It was the chess robot, I believe. Didn't he beat the best chess player by himself for the first time?
I think something like that.
Like outwitted a human being, like legit.
Yeah. So Watson, the IBM supercomputer, was in 2010.
Jeez.
That's 9 years ago, bro.
Yeah, he's probably a little bit smarter, Mr. Watson.
That's just, it's nuts, man. We are. We're going to see, I think in the next 10 years, it's just going to be crazy.
Crazy.
What I'm excited for now, again, we can kind of wrap up this because we've gone for way too long on this. As you can, though, you can think of what I'm excited for is how it's going to clean up the planet, how it's going to, you know, the oceans, when we find a way to successfully clean up our mess that we've made. Mm-hmm. That's really kind of what we're working for.
I'm excited for the medical part.
The medical part, too, dude. It's going to be great. For humans, as long as we don't abuse the power.
Right.
We don't abuse it. Because let's be honest, too, we already kind of do. What's the main thing we do on this thing? We look at porn. I mean, come on now. Yeah. We look at porn and we make memes. Mm-hmm. Like, that's what we do with technology. The vast majority of us are making memes and jerking off.
The power you have in your palm.
And I'm sitting there laughing at nutshot videos.
Right.
After I just got done playing with myself.
Well, what's that tell you about humans? We're simple. Simple people.
But now we're going to make something that is not simple, something that doesn't need emotions or anything like that.
So let's
it's going to wipe us out.
Let's make something that takes care of all the hard stuff, and then we can just live simple.
And honestly, that might be what it is yeah. Eventually we don't have to work because robots take care of everything. You got a few people that work on robots. There's a few jobs, but eventually robots will be able to work on robots.
Yep. That's crazy.
For God's sakes.
Think about it, though. You could fish all day long.
Dude. That's the dream, bro.
All day long.
That's the dream, bro.
Or you could just have a robot do it for you.
I can drink beer all day long on my robot boat while my robot butler fishes for me.
Yep.
And no, he'll catch it. I reel it in.
There you go.
Look what I caught.
Alfred, give me the pole.
And then I go home and bang my robot, my sex robot, my lifelike sex robot.
Man.
With perfect cans and a sweet ass.
Literally cans.
Yeah, this can. Two Folgers cans bolted onto a broomstick.
Yes.
All right, that's going to do it for this. Got a little trippy this morning, but that's fun stuff, man. All right, as always, check out more on our website, WIRX.com, where you found this podcast. Of course, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m., 107.1 on your FM dial.
Future is here,
the
man.
The future is here, man.
Dun, 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 dun. It's Terminator 2.
Oh, that's what. Nice. There you go. It's like, what are you doing? All right, we'll see you guys next time.